From Muscatine, Iowa. I'm a member of the Blessed John the 23rd Fraternity as part of the Franciscans of the Prairie Region. Thank you. It's always good to have a few people embedded into...
Speak up, Kim.
And I'm also the chairperson for the Justice, Peace, and Integrity of Creation Committee for the National Fraternity. Besides my regional minister assisting me this morning will be Fitz. So as opposed to doing this, I'll kind of give you a...
I don't want it because I'm not sure
I can juggle a microphone, this and the papers. So I'll kind of give you the cues when we're ready to roll. I would like to begin with prayer. But before we begin, I would like us all to practice making the sign for peace in sign language. Each time we pray the word peace, let us pause and sign peace. Okay, so who amongst us knows what the sign for peace in sign language is? Do you know? You know. Okay. That would be, I think that's the letter V. So I will demonstrate what peace is in sign language. And as we look at it, I don't know the history of it, but we can probably guess. Take your hands like this.
Wow, that's nice.
I like that.
So together.
We have to tell them every time.
Depends on your area of the country.
Tell them every time they say.
You mean there's slang in Latin sign language too?
So every time that we see or say the word peace, let us also do this together. And as we pray together, I call upon
the Eternal Father, through His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, that through the intercession of the Most Holy Virgin Mary, the Mother of the same God and the Lord Jesus Christ, and through the intercession of Blessed Francis, our leader and father, He may enlighten the eyes of our soul to guide our feet in the way of peace, which surpasses all understanding. This is the peace proclaimed and given to us by our Lord Jesus Christ, and preached again and again by our Father Francis. At the beginning of every sermon, He announced peace. In every greeting, He wished for peace. In every contemplation, He sighed for ecstatic peace.
Like
citizens of that Jerusalem, of which that man of peace says, who was peaceable with those who hated peace, pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Amen. A prayer from St. Bonaventure. I thought it fitting as we begin to discuss justice, peace, and the integrity of creation. I would like to share some thoughts this morning about how JPIC might be able to help our secular Franciscan brothers and sisters as they lead a gospel life by following the example of St. Francis of Assisi. I also serve as the Director of Social Action for the Diocese of Davenport. In that capacity, I have responsibility for directing peace and justice efforts, along with overseeing a recently reintroduced Catholic Charities program. In preparation for this presentation and for beginning in earnest the task of chairing the JPIC committee, I've read and reread the rule and the corresponding official commentary and the JPIC-related Tao articles for the past decade.
Wow.
I've begun interviewing fellow secular Franciscans, including those serving as regional ministers and those involved in the Franciscan Action Network. I mention this preparation work only to share with you that I take the responsibility of chairing JPIC very seriously, and that I am indebted to those who have thought, written, and modeled how one fully lives a gospel to life and life to gospel path. As I have mentioned, the rule of the secular Franciscan order can be referenced often when discussing JPIC. For today's conversation, I make specific reference to Chapter 2, Section 15. And we're right there. Fitz is following me very well. Let them individually and collectively be in the forefront in promoting justice by the testimony of their human lives and their courageous initiatives. Especially in the field of public life, they should make definite choices in harmony with their faith. The commentary that accompanies this part of the rule states, the first particular aspect of the secular Franciscan's evangelical action is social justice, both on the individual level and on the level of community participation. They must show justice themselves and motivate justice in others, not just in their private lives, but also in the public forum of politics, business, economics, and the like. This mandate for advancing social justice as an organized group overturns previous prohibitions against a common expression of rights when it is carried out as a means of demonstrating the conviction of faith. So let's refer back for a moment. Let them individually and collectively be in the forefront in promoting justice by their testimony of their human lives and their courageous initiatives. We are called to courageously lead the way in seeking justice. There is no mention of the words comfortable, easy, convenient, or the phrase without sacrifice. There are three levels at which justice, peace, and the integrity of creation can be a topic for us secular Franciscans. The first is at the local level. Local fraternities can actively address social justice issues by taking the lead or partnering in efforts to make sure the poor, the vulnerable, and the marginalized are treated justly and fairly. This can take the form of responding by charity, but equally important is the need to address systemic injustices. Clothing or food drives have a place in responding to immediate needs. But so too are efforts to secure accessible community services such as affordable eye care, dental care for those living below the poverty line. JPIC can assist in gathering the stories of local efforts so that we can learn from each other, but ultimately, the efforts needed at the local level are best identified and acted upon by the local fraternity. Nationally, JPIC can provide direction to local and regional fraternities by highlighting national educational offerings and already established peace and justice efforts. Nowhere is this so well developed as with the Franciscan Action Network. FAN provides direction with legislative advocacy, but also provides instructional material, including their soon-to-be-released Care for Creation curriculum, while enabling us to maintain close connections with the other orders within our Franciscan family. I have benefited in my role as a director of social action because of the connections made via FAN, and our local and regional fraternity members can benefit from this relationship as well. Finally, JPIC can provide direction to local and regional fraternities by highlighting international educational offerings and existing peace and justice efforts. One such way is by continuing to support the Franciscan Mission Services and the Franciscan Family Apostolate. They are distinctly Franciscan and speak to many of the major elements of global solidarity and partnerships so important in working on justice, peace, and the integrity of creation. Another way is to follow the lead of a select group of religious orders who are entering into collaborative programs with such organizations as Catholic Relief Services. CRS and their Catholics Confront Global Poverty campaign employ a pray, learn, act, and advocate and give model so that members of orders can be involved locally in global relief and aid efforts. I was able to see firsthand on a recent visit to Ethiopia and Tanzania The difference emergency food aid can mean to thousands of people like those served by the missionaries of charity in Ethiopia. I also had the opportunity to see where money from national collections can be used to leverage more development aid from our own government in order to help the poorest of the world's poor so that they can begin to work towards self-sufficiency and meet basic needs of food, water, health, and education. In preparing for the presentation today and looking at Google News, I'm reminded of the enormity of all of the issues that are involved within JPEG. And I took just a moment to look at the most recent concern that we will have to respond to globally. And I just wrote the words Indonesia, tsunami, earthquake, 343 confirmed dead, 338 missing, 16,000 displaced. Without a comprehensive approach, we can become overwhelmed in all that is JPEG, both locally, nationally, and internationally. Let me take a moment to describe in slightly more detail a few of the issues that Catholics Confront Global Poverty Campaign addresses. So let's see. Keep going. I think it's okay. There's the local, the national. We've talked about ban. Go ahead. I've mentioned those. Right here. Specifically, the Catholics Confront Global Poverty Campaign. Here are just a few of the items, and I know for the very edges of the room, you're not to read your PowerPoint, but I will for the sake of those that actually can't see. Some of the issues that they address: justice for immigrants and root causes of immigration, increase and improve U.S. international assistance, peacekeeping and peace building initiatives, the issue of peace in Sudan and whether we're able to assist them as their elections approach, what will come of those elections, poorer countries' wealth of natural resources, global trade and agricultural policies. All of these speak to the need to have a thoughtful approach to how we handle JPEG. My proposal, and I've been given the sign to wrap up, and I will do so. What I propose is that all the ways that we have been involved already, that we continue to do so. Take a look at the Tau issue that came out most recently. Separate from the JPEG article, I counted at least six justice and peace topics discussed. In the absence of a JPEG chair, we have continued to do the work, absolutely. And this is the place to be. I'm served well as a director of social action by being a secular Franciscan, absolutely. I would also encourage us to be courageous by formally supporting the Franciscan Mission Services as well as the Franciscan Family Apostolate. Here comes the initiative, here comes the courageous part as we do an and. It's not an either or, it's all together. And embarking on Catholics Confront Global Poverty as the first courageous initiative for the period between now and this same conference in October of 2012. My hope that in doing so, we can provide information and structure to those amongst us in our regional fraternities and local fraternities who have a strong interest in JPEG, to provide them support and structure in a program that touches many and partners with many different agencies. 1 minute. Am I 1 minute over or 1 minute left? All right, one. I've been at the JPEG chair but a few short months, but I realize that JPEG is of interest to our members, and several of you have said that you want information to take back to your regional fraternities. If given approval for this plan, for us to undertake this courageous initiative, I will work quickly to begin so that at the Q in Chicago in July 2012, we can all say that we have met our responsibilities in the Christian spirit of service. Finally, last slide fits. If you have not seen so yet, as a regional minister, I'll make reference to the Peace and Justice for Secular Franciscans summer seminar that occurred. It's a two DVD set, $35. The address, both the email address and the phone number, is available. I had lunch with a regional minister who, if I'm not mistaken, said they purchased one set for every fraternity in their... That is huge.
That is huge.
Thank you. Talk with me. I'll be here through noon tomorrow. Thank you.
We're not going to ask questions in this presentation. If you have anything, go to...
Can you put that address back up, please?
And ask for it, okay? Fitz is going to put the address back up, and then he's going to step forward for his presentation.
This might be something. I mean, do you want to say something about Francesco's Cafe tonight? Anybody has a feature
on that? I will mention to you that we are having Francesco's Cafe tonight, and all of these people will be present. We've set it up so that you can move around through, talk to anybody you want to, get whatever information you want. So we have provided an opportunity for you to speak to everyone that is presenting and available. So that is our methodology for allowing it to be friendly and interactive and not keeping you in your seats from now until lunch. Fitz.
I didn't know we're coming, but...
recognize that we can put this back up any time.
And so you might be able to write that down for him. Do you have that contact?
Wasn't it in the towel?
Yeah. Okay, now I'm going to do something different simply because with my shortened arms and non-focusing eyes, if I'm standing where Elaine is trying to look sideways at that, I can't see a thing. Anyway, before I get into this, and I know I'm also bound by time, so I'm going to have to speak fairly quickly, most of this information is already in your hands in the annual report from the National Formation Commission. So when we get to the lists of topics, you have them already. You will see them again later in the week, and we can certainly discuss them at Frankie's Coffee House later this evening. But being a former, I can't really pass up a teaching moment, an opportunity to say something that wasn't planned. And Ann opened that door yesterday with our beloved brother, John Scotus, when she talked about you all being one of a kind, unique. I want to leave you with one little addition to that thought. If you think incarnation as the unique action of God, the intention of God, the plan of God, then in Scotus' thought on haec chaedetas, or thisness, or ultimately your uniqueness, you too are the single, one and only, not reproducible intent of God. You exist because God intends it, because God desires you. The you that you look at every morning in the mirror is the exact of all the possibilities you could have been. The you that is you, philosopher speaking, and I'm not, is exactly who God wants to be in communion with, who God wants to be a love partner with. So just take that with you. That's part of the little second half of Anne's open door yesterday. So thank you, Anne. I appreciate that. We will hope that technology will work for us. If not, I'll run around to the projector. Okay, for those of us that are new ministers, even though I've been at chapter a number of times, I am a new minister, just a very quick highlight where we're heading from. The recommendations of our general chapter, both of the last two, in 2002 and in 2008, both indicated that really the heartblood of our order is good, solid formation, something that helps us transform into Franciscan people. And given that priority, a whole series of actions have been put into effect. 2006 in Rome, the International Presidency held a workshop, much like you will experience, hopefully. It'll be you, but the workshop is on in May. From that workshop came an initial go-round of workshops where you heard of something called a resource manual, and it had topics for ongoing formation. It had some ideas for special formation for newly professed, and a whole lot of little helps on, well, what do we do? How do we ask questions? What happens if we have conflict? Let's discuss ways that we can make the process of formation better. And then the regions were asked to develop manuals. Well, starting now where we're at is we have, by the grace of much hard work in the International Presidency and the Formation Commission that was set up internationally, at the end of last chapter in 2008, we were presented with a Forming the Formators manual. That is what will take place in May. The first phase of this is for us to offer to all of the formation people, the formators, the formation directors, formation teams, hopefully the regional assistants. Okay, we will offer Secular Franciscan University, with a couple of additions, because it's not just all school, but we are hoping to offer that type of context along with a teaching manual that'll have lesson plans and sample prayer services, reflection questions, meditations, the whole shooting match. So when we hope the regions take this back and replicate it from top to bottom, we are all speaking of developing the Franciscan person similarly. Not exactly, because we're unique, but similarly. The ongoing formation is what you've been receiving in your NAFRA-L, NAFRA-RM, thanks to Ann. It's also posted on the CHEOFS website, and there is a link for that on our formation website as well. So the two topics, sense of belonging and profession. Now, you're going to be, I think, richly blessed this afternoon because we have a guest speaker from the chair of St. Anthony's in East Rutherford, New Jersey, who will be providing us some of this insight into really the intensity of profession and what it was it meant when you said, yes, this is what I want. Think about that statement, because you all said that statement somewhere in your Franciscan journey.
What's the name of that great speaker?
Dr. Von Trezen.
Okay.
Four more what?
Minutes.
Oh, you know I don't listen to stuff like that. I already checked where the guy with the hook is, and he's not back here.
Brother Wynn.
Okay, last month I had the pleasure of talking to the Conference of National Spiritual Assistants at their Congress. So they were invited into this formation process because they too are an integral part of it. Let me just keep going very quickly. The focus on this all goes back to the International Presidency, and in fact our General Minister Encarnita Del Pozo is personally involved in ensuring or hoping that the will of the General Council to improve and standardize a little bit, not totally, but that when we go through formation, what is coming out of the end of it is a Franciscan person on fire for their own internal transition, transformation, and that that transformation carries beyond us and our fraternities. So, there's a doctrinal segment which talks about the fundamentals of Christian doctrine. You have this in your handouts from the annual report. Those were the CHEOPS topics on which we'll base the workshop, and then what we've put together for an actual program is a suggested orientation with a whole bunch of topics and suggested inquiry. The ones with a C are directly adapted from the CHEOPS materials. Some of the other ones are things we added that we felt were equally important. The ones that are in kind of a red or an italic are still in development. But the ones that are in white is what will be available in the manual. Now, those are the first two segments, and then here we come up to candidacy. And they are going to cover topics, not just our rule, but JPIC will be involved. I've already spoken with Kent. He's going to work on that a bit for us. Really understanding fraternity. If you profess and you have no desire for fraternity, there's something missing. Because it's one of the fundamental elements of who we are as Francis. And then also understanding Francis and his approach to divinity, our theology, our spirituality, our tradition. We're not just, as many might say, a Christologic order that wants to imitate Christ. But we do so because the Father is the focus of Christ, and we are drawn into that relationship with Trinity. Okay, so all those components will be talked about. Now, this is probably what would have been the longest. I won't even go through it a whole lot, but what I want you to do, every formator in every fraternity at every level should have a copy of the initial guidelines. Guidelines for initial formation came out in 1985. This is not new material. If you read the guidelines, as it says on the left column, you have a content section for all of the various phases of formation. What this new process is doing is saying, okay, in orientation, we're asked to look at Francis and the family and the SFO. And a doctrinal review, we're giving some meat to that skeleton. We are going to give you the segments of topics that we feel are foundational or fundamental in our development as Franciscan people. You'll certainly have others. And we encourage you to use others, and at some point we will even, with the grace of God, be able to cross-reference to other materials. Okay, but these are the basic things. This will be on the formation website. The biggest announcement, and I'm going to just skip the last two segments because I've gotten the hooks on it more than once.
Wow.
We will be at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Snows, May 12th to the 15th. The room accommodations, that's what they look like.
Nice.
We're hoping for two in a room, and maybe in some cases, if need be, three in a room.
But that's Tom's room. What about everybody else?
Exactly. Now, there is a sweetheart deal on our website. There will also be a sweetheart deal at the cafe tonight. If you sign up between now and Valentine's Day and give us a deposit, you get a big break. And you get the manual.
Whoa.
Otherwise, you don't get a big break, but you'll still get the manual. Thank you.
Questions later, please. I am your last presenter. I have 7 minutes. So, thank you very much. I'm not here to tell you what I told you in my FYYA annual report. You have that in your hands. I'm not going to run through it again. Rather, I want to share with you the importance of the need to find that very special person who will raise to the challenge and accept appointment as chair for the FYYA Commission. In the previous visitation report from our international visitors in 2004, the General Minister's recommendation had some things to say about Franciscan youth. I want to share those with you quickly because I think it's important for us to have that focus. It is a road, quote, to a vocation that can end or not in the SFO. We must work with enthusiasm and conviction and offer freely to the youth what we have been freely given. Let us leave the rest to the Lord. Try to establish programs and methods that are adequate and suitable to reaching the youth. When you get involved in the field of youth, it is important that councils prepare the fraternities to welcome them with generosity and an open mind and heart, aware that they will live and express their vocation in a different way according to the necessities of the organization and with appropriate methodology. And lastly, we also exhort you to begin in the field of children as well. We have seen some of these things. A call was put out in July 30th, and we're still looking. We're still looking. This is where you come in. We know from what we have had shared with us through the annual reports that some of you have some very active youth groups in your regions. We know that through your responses to our request, Jan and mine, for how your members had celebrated youth this last year, that you have some very imaginative folks out there that are mixing it up with the youth. Please, if you haven't taken the time, look at the annual report for youth and look at that almost 2 pages of bullets of how we have engaged the youth this last year and learn from each other. So, what do I need? What do we need as an order? We need you to actively look for possible candidates. Now, I know it's an election year and the word candidate can have a little tarnishment on it. But we need you to look for someone that works in your area, that is effective. Find them. Engage them. Encourage them. Now, I don't have a lot of flexibility in regard to a finder's fee for you. Okay? But I would be willing to indenture myself for a limited period of time to that regional minister who provides a viable, living, breathing brother or sister who is adequate, nay, on top of being able to give us that focus for youth that we so desperately are looking for. So let the Holy Spirit be your guide. It is 2:50, you are on break.
Promptly.
But I must say to you, please, promptly, 10:15, here.
Thank you, Elaine.
Awesome.